Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Shazam. We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
This is right now.
Right, Shazam. We're going quick, fast.
This is when you're Shazamming while we're listening to this. Okay, let's get Great Mate Debate going. We've got Jacqueline and Brian. I think Jacqueline's going first. What's going on, Jacqueline?
Yai.
Is it Yai. Weird? Okay, I'm making it awkward. Is it Jacqueline or Jacqueline? Are you Jacqueline?
Jacqueline.
Because some people want the qua Jacqueline, but it's Jacqueline for you. Jacqueline.
Yeah, just Jacqueline is
okay.
Fine.
Okay,
Jacqueline.
Cool. Okay, sorry. So go ahead and give your side of what's going on.
Okay, so my husband Brian and I have been married for almost a year now.
Okay.
And originally, we took a really quick honeymoon weekend, but we've been saving for a trip to Europe to go for a real honeymoon before we have kids.
Cool.
But Brian's best friend Shane is now getting married in September, so he asked Brian to be his best man, but the wedding is in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
So if we go to Hawaii for the wedding, then we won't be able to use the money to go to Europe, and we're going to have to push the trip back, and I don't want to wait too long to start a family. I'm 28, and I really want to have kids before I'm 30 or by the time I'm 30, so...
Dang.
I just want to diffuse, maybe he's going to make this argument, but Hawaii's not good enough for you. Not that it's not good enough for you, but that's not what you want. It's not... You couldn't count that as your vacation. It's Europe that you want.
Yeah, we've been talking about Europe, since we met, basically. And Hawaii would be more about the wedding, not really about us.
But you would have time after the wedding to go, vacation Hawaii, or no? You'd have to come right back to the mainland.
I guess maybe we could work it out, but we've just been talking about Europe for so long. It was our dream trip, and... I really want to go.
Okay.
So before we get his side, to clarify, you would like him to skip his best friend's wedding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, sounds unreasonable on paper, but at the same time, I find it unreasonable for someone to tell me, hey, I'm getting married. This is going to cost you,
thank you,
$5,000 to attend.
I'm bestowing this awesome honor of you of making you spend all this money.
Thanks. I find that unreasonable.
Yeah, I did too. Destination weddings.
Brian, are you there?
Yeah, how's it going? Yay.
Yay.
What's your side of this?
Well, my side is that Shane's my boy. He's my best friend. He was the best man in our wedding. And... it's Hawaii. Who would not want to go to Hawaii?
Yeah.
They got surfing, sushi. We've been arguing about this for a long time, and I don't understand why we can't, do both. Eventually we could. Europe's not going anywhere, right?
Well,
this is a once in a lifetime thing. So,
so you want to completely deplete the Europe fund, though. So when you say we can do both, you can't, because you're going to use all the money.
We can go, and I don't want to deplete it. We can go in 5-6 years or so,
Okay.
And you said that Shane was there for Jacqueline, too, at her wedding. Your guys' wedding together. So it wasn't he was just there for you. He was there. Okay. Well, I'm just clarifying.
Steve's chosen a side.
We're
really
in the clarify stage.
That's where we're at.
Before I get judgy, I want to make sure that I have all the...
Brian, would Shane, he's your boy, did you make him pay $5,000 to go to your wedding? Or did you just do your wedding?
No.
So do you think, as your best friend, he would understand if you were like... Dude, I just can't afford it. Do you think you guys are tight enough for you to say that?
I mean, maybe, but I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't want to take that chance. He's my best friend. I've known him since, you know, we were like Boy Scouts. So we were like went to high school, we're college roommates. And I think he would say he would understand, but, you know, I don't know.
Here's the deal. If you and I were best friends, Brian, I would absolutely understand. I would take you when you said I can't afford it. Thanks. I would absolutely understand. Until I heard or saw on Facebook, hey, Jackie and I are going to Europe next week. Then I'm going to be like, wait, I thought you couldn't afford it.
Wait a second.
That's where it starts to get janky.
That's even worse.
Either you can't afford it or you're reprioritizing the money that.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, this is a tough, tough thing.
Right.
Jacqueline, do you understand that? I mean, it just doesn't matter to you that this is a huge friendship. The promise of Europe.
I'm just like that. It matters to me. Like, I really understand where Brian's coming from. I know why he wants to go to Shane's wedding, but I feel like we already prioritized the money for something for the two of us. And I know that if we push the trip back, it's not going to happen. And if we have a family, who knows if we'll, you know, when we'll be able to save the money again. I mean, kids are expensive and we really want a family, but we've already been saving our money to go to Europe. And so Shane asking us to go to Hawaii for the wedding would be like us repurposing our honeymoon money, not the other way around.
Dang, and I see that. And you guys were planning this trip much longer than before Shane decided to pop
that's
a question.
No matter what that money's purposed for,
right.
if you'd already booked non-refundable tickets, this would be a non-issue.
There you go.
But since they're not bought, it gives us a little leeway.
Good news is that if we're going to Hawaii or Europe, it's taken care of. The money is
You've got enough money to do your thing.
And the thing about the money is I already work 40 hours a week. I mean, I could get another job maybe, or Jackie could get a job. I mean, this is something we've discussed, but it's kind of a sore subject, so I don't bring it up.
Let's do this. Let's get some jury members in here. I think you guys are in a great place, and you guys aren't close to break up over this right now. It's just, let's figure out who this.
Brian, can I ask you something real quick?
Absolutely.
Let's say, Brian, you don't get your way and you have to go to Europe instead. You're not going to take it out on Jackie the whole trip. You're not going to be like,
because you didn't get it to go.
And Jacqueline, the reverse. If you lose, you're going to be cool in Hawaii. This sounds like a ridiculous sentence, but you'll be cool in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not worth ruining a marriage over, but we just can't come to a conclusion on our own.
Okay.
Hang tight right there. I don't like this one because the answer seems obvious. You got to go to Hawaii. But if they'd already bought it's like if you've been saving up because your furnace leaks carbon dioxide and you don't want to die, you're not going to spend your furnace money on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
This is something, it's not the same as a furnace, but it's something that they both agreed they were going to do years ago. They've been saving this whole time.
They have. And then all of a sudden, this Shane monkey wrench wedding thing got thrown in there. And now they're making it. Can I ask you something real quick?
Yes.
Okay. So Shane was Brian's best man.
Is there a quid pro quo?
I was going to say, is there an even Steven type of thing? Hey, I was your best man. So now. And if he doesn't live up to being the best man, and suddenly he's the D-bag? Or
I see that. I think if the wedding were here locally and you scheduled a trip that same time, that's not great.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think, I'm going back to the point I made at the very beginning. When somebody says a destination wedding,
you got to expect.
You have to know there's going to be some attrition. There's going to be some people who just can't. If I did a destination wedding, my parents wouldn't go. Not only because they couldn't afford it, they don't want to get on a plane.
Right.
It's just not. You have to know, as much as these people are your best friends and your family and your cousins and blah, 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 some of them just can't pull it off.
And you expecting them to pull it off is kind of D-bagging.
In my opinion, it is.
Yeah.
Unless you're willing to kick in some of the money for it, which nobody can afford that. So are they going to Europe with the money that was earmarked for that?
Or is it
going
to suck and they have to go to Hawaii instead?
It sounds ridiculous, but that's what you're choosing. Europe or Hawaii, who wins the Great Mate Debate? Shazam. Oh, let's do it again. Let's do the Shazam. One more time. If you want to vote on Shazam, we're playing it one more time. Shazam right
Shazam
now.
Shazam this, yeah.
Shazam this. You can vote. Otherwise, we need jury members on the phone right now. I understand that there's a lot of people on Facebook focused on one particular thing, and these guys want to address it. I don't know who wants to address it, but Maybe it's Jacqueline. Jacqueline, a lot of people are talking about how you don't have a job, so you don't really get a say. Is it? Why don't you have a job?
You know what, guys? I shouldn't have said that. Actually, she does have a job. She works part time, but she makes pretty good money. So
okay,
that was my bad. I shouldn't have said that. Okay. That's one of the things I bring up sometimes. But
okay,
no, she does all right actually.
Okay,
so sorry about that.
No, it's.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, let's
no problem.
Let's get some jury members in here and figure out which of two exotic locales. This is the weirdest Great Mate. Like, nobody loses in this thing.
Kind
of,
right?
At the end of it, there's a trip.
Yeah, to a nice place.
Yes. Let's see. Let's start with Mark.
Yay. Three things. Number one, you married Jacqueline. You didn't marry your best bud. Oh. Number two, I would rather let down my best bud than let down my wife.
Mm.
Number three, the minute you put anybody or anything else in front of your marriage and your family, that's the wrong move.
Dang.
Oh, yikes. That's the first one off the turnbuckle. How do you feel about that, Brian?
I mean, that's his opinion. That's fine. Our marriage is, you know, it's like 50-50. That's why we discuss everything. So, whatever on that. So,
okay. Lena.
Yay. I'm sorry. I'm totally with Brian here. I think that that's his best friend and has been for so long. And the fact that it's Hawaii, it's still a different culture. It's still a vacation. It's still something incredible and beautiful to see. And the fact that she's kind of being, in my opinion, I think she's kind of being a little bit bratty about it. Like, it's Europe or nothing. And it's not a once in a lifetime thing. You can save up. Even if you go in 15, 20 years down the road, you still got to go. Europe's not going anywhere.
I hate it when people say that. Can I just
important relationship?
I'm not defending Jacqueline, but I'm going to say this. I'm a beach guy. I love going to Mexico. I've never been to Hawaii. I'd go to Hawaii. But if somebody told me that I'd saved up all my money to go do a live aboard dive thing in Belize, and at the last minute they're like, sorry, man, you got to go to Europe instead, I'd be like, that's not what I like.
Yeah,
I like not that.
And they've had it in their heads this entire time. It's Europe.
But it's
Europe.
It's his best friend. And I think that it's not fair for, you know, I heard the other guy. I get that it's like, you know, putting someone else before your marriage, but I don't think that's it. I think that this is someone who has been a part of his life longer than she's been a part of his life. And I think that it's only fair to be like, hey, it's still Hawaii. Like, it's still something incredible that we can do longer with each other. But to kind of, like, screw over that friendship. And he's going to hear about Europe and then kind of be like, oh, you couldn't afford to come to Hawaii. And I'm sure if that's between the two of them. But I just think it's really, really unfair for her to try to make him choose. It's really, really unfair.
And Shane's going to take it out on Jacqueline, knowing that Jacqueline made Brian not go to the
it's human nature. It would be hard not to do that a little bit. Mm. I think Brittany.
Yay. My vote is going towards Jacqueline. Honestly, I think that they were saving this money. I mean, this was their plan, was to go to Europe, and now it's changed. I don't think they're ever going to really have the opportunity again to go, especially if they have kids. Life's going to get in the way. This is like a once in a lifetime opportunity for them. And the fact that they never had like a real honeymoon.
Yep.
I mean, I think they need to go ahead and do this for themselves.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Brooke.
Hi. I am totally with Jackie on this one, or Jacqueline. You can't go ahead and save for your honeymoon or a vacation. Then just because his friend decides to get married, just drop all that. And I mean, what happens if this guy gets married again for the second or third time? Do they have to keep on following him wherever he goes? I mean, that's crazy. That's a big burden to put on somebody because Hawaii is so expensive.
Yeah.
Just the airline alone is going to be,
thousands.
You know, $900 to $1,500 per person.
That's it. I mean, it disappears
is that
fast.
Round trip or is that just one?
Yeah. Well, but I mean, and I don't want to get all weird, but like, you can go to Europe for cheap if you fly through Iceland.
Yeah, and it's an awesome airline. It's beautiful up there.
I know. So, Kate.
Hey, Yai.
Yai.
I got a quick opinion here, and I don't think this has anything to do with the trip. I think it's got something to do with the two of them deciding on a mutual goal and him backing out on it and putting an outside force between him and his wife. And if you want to stay married a long time, you got to grow up. You can't do that.
Wow.
Mm.
Thank you for your vote. We're going to get a couple more here, and then we'll tell you guys where you're going, I guess. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth?
Yay. I'm with Brian. I just got married also. I'm about Jacqueline's age. I really get where she's going with all of this, but that's Brian's best friend. It's all about being there for your friends, especially when they're almost family, and you got to compromise to stay together for a long time. I've been with my husband for 8 years before we got married, and it's all about compromise. Have a nice trip in Hawaii. Make it your honeymoon. Europe isn't going to go anywhere. I'm sorry. I know you guys don't like to hear that, but take another Europe trip, push back the baby, compromise, and live a little. Have fun.
Nice.
Thank you for the call. If one more person says Europe isn't going to go anywhere, I'm going to lose it. I am.
Why is that going
anywhere?
Because
we're going to have to replay this entire Great Mate debate when there's some tragic event in Europe, like a meteor hits it and just wipes it off the
face.
What
was that about?
It's never... I thought you said Europe wasn't going anywhere! Sorry. Randy.
Yay. I'm with Brian. If I were Jackie, I'd really start to question whether or not I want to come between my husband and a very close friend, a friend he's had for a really long time. I think they should go to Hawaii.
Okay.
Even though this money was earmarked for something else.
It's okay. Hawaii's a beautiful place, and I'm sure they'll have a beautiful time.
What if this money was earmarked for her cancer treatments?
Wow.
Well, whoa, I think that's a little bit different.
I know. I'm just trying to see where your line is, because it's like, she should never stand between a guy and his best friend. It's like, there are times where you do.
A lot of times.
Well, this is a relationship he's had for almost his entire life. You really got to be very careful about that. I mean, relationships are important, and you only get so many in your life that are very important. So if this is an important one to him, and she's obviously important to him, and they're important to each other, they got to compromise.
All right. Thank you. Here's the thing. This has been the closest Great Mate debate we've ever had. Mm. I don't know what it's looking like on Facebook,
back
but on the
forth.
Phones, it is literally tied. And right now, there's only one vote in the lead. Who's winning on Facebook?
Towards the end, Brian pulled it out.
And by one vote on the phones, Brian won.
Dang, Jacqueline.
You guys are going to Hawaii. Congratulations.
Yeah. Mahalo. Mm.
Yeah, mahalo.
Are you good with it, Jacqueline? Like, you're going to be good with it? You're going to be fun?
I mean, I guess I have to be.
Oh, dang.
Oh, wow, it sucks so bad. I have to go. I'm sorry.
Jackie, it's going to be great. And here's the other thing, too. Krista's going to be there. Shane's wife, who's great friends with Jackie. So we're all...
Well, we would hope she's going to be there because they're getting married. So, yeah. No,
exactly.
It's going to be... hang on, guys. Have a great time in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And, this one, I like to have it this close. I know that that's the verdict because we've always said, but I want the voting to continue. You guys got it. Because I really feel like the voting got skewed when he said she didn't have a job, and she does have a job.
It did on Facebook.
I mean, he got an early advantage by saying she doesn't have a job, and therefore she doesn't have a right to any of that money, but she absolutely does. If you still do want to vote, we're moving all the voting over to the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.